Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft again, and in this video, I'd like to give you a very brief introduction to an exciting new innovation from the IIS team called IIS Playlists. IIS Playlists allow you to define a collection of related media files into a single entity, and in particular, playlists allow you to restrict your client's ability to seek or skip through the individual files in those playlists. Now, this can be interesting for two reasons. One is, you might want to require your users to watch each of the videos in its entirety and in the correct sequence in order to maintain the integrity of the entire media experience. The other thing that's interesting is that if you have an advertising-based revenue model for your media, the ability to restrict your users from skipping or seeking through advertising content can become a very valuable piece of technology for your website as a whole. So, in order to use playlists in IIS, we need to download the media extensions for IIS from the IIS.net website. So here I am at the IIS website. If we go under the welcome section, if we go to the downloads area and click on Get Microsoft Extensions, and then we scroll down and find the media serving collection, notice there's this web playlists entry. If we click there, will be brought to a download link for either the 32 or 64-bit versions of Windows. And since I'm using the 32-bit version, I will download that. Now, if you've watched the bitrate throttling video, you'll come to find out that the playlists technology is part of the same download as the bitrate throttling technology. So it's the IIS Media Pack. And since I've already downloaded and installed this, I won't duplicate that experience, but instead, we'll just go into IIS Manager and show you how you can start to work with media files. Now we're ready to create our first IIS playlist. Now, an IIS playlist is stored in an XML file whose extension is .isx. And because it's an actual physical file, this isn't a configuration that takes place at the server level, but rather at the specific website, web application, or subdirectory level. So I'm going to select the server that we're managing, expand that server, and then expand the sites collection, choose the site that we want to add this playlist to, which in our case is the default website. Then I'm going to scroll down in the IIS Manager, select this playlists icon and double click on it. And here's the web playlists manager interface that's part of the IIS Media plugin. Now, as I mentioned, these ISX files are just text files that contain an XML syntax. So if we wanted to, we could create them in a text editor on our local machine and upload them to the server, or we could even create an application that runs on the server that lets us dynamically author those ISX files as part of our application. In our case, we're just going to use the IIS7 Manager and the plugin for web playlist authoring, and we're going to author the web playlist right here in IIS Manager. Now, before I can author my playlist, there's one feature that I need to change. I need to click on this link, Edit Feature Settings, and I want to enable Absolute and UNC paths. And you'll see why I want to do this in a minute. Now, you'll notice here that there are a collection of other options that you can set, whether you allow a client cache or not, information about sessions and session lives and maximum current connections and such, and I'll leave it to you to explore at your leisure all of these configurable options for IIS playlists. We're just going to turn on absolute paths, and now I'm ready to create my playlist. So over here on the actions pane, I'm going to click on the add playlist link, and you can see here that we're ready to start authoring this playlist. So I'm going to enter a name. We'll call it Joe's Playlist. And here for a title, we're going to say Training from Joe. And then down here in the description, we'll just add some text. And then we're ready to start actually adding content files. So this is where we're actually going to add the media files. So when I select Add, here as you can see, I can add a relative URI, a remote URL, or in my case, I'm going to use a physical path, and this physical path will be into files in the directory structure of the server that I'm configuring this playlist on. Now, one of the caveats here is that we'll browse and find the first file that we're going to include, and you'll notice here that I'm on computer, the C disk, local disk, media files, and I'm going to select the HDI01.wmv file. Now, WMV files aren't the only type that are supported. It's just what I'm using in this demo. And I'm going to click on that. Now, one of the assumptions here is that I've previously configured this directory to be readable by the web server. So if you run into security problems, it's probably because you failed to give the appropriate IIS user permissions to read the directory where your media files live. So I can add stuff here. I can add a title, etc. And then I'm going to go ahead and add that content. Now, I'm also going to go ahead and add another media file. Same thing, it's going to be a physical path. It's going to be the HDI2. And we'll give it another title, Joe's HDI2. Now, I want to add a video advertisement. So I'll click Add again. And it's going to be physical path. And notice when I go into the directory now, I'm going to choose this myad.wmv. Let's include that one. But I've got to do some special stuff with this one. So the first thing is I'll add a title, and it'll say visit www.is.net. Now, I don't want people to be able to skip over this ad, and I don't want people to be able to fast forward through it. So I'm going to check disable skip forward and disable seek. And what this will do is it will require this video to be played at its normal speed when this video queues up in the list of videos that are part of the playlist. So I'm going to go ahead and select OK. Now I'm going to move this ad up so that media file is the second in the sequence of three. Now I'm going to choose Apply. Now notice that the URL has been modified here to include the name that we specified and appended the .isx extension. So if I go ahead and I click on that, what you're going to see is Internet Explorer will pop up, sees that we have that list, and then starts the media flow here in the Windows Media Player. Now, I've turned the volume down here, but this video is actually playing. And you'll notice here down at the bottom, I can, in fact, choose to skip or fast forward in this first video. So let's skip forward to the second video, and the second video you'll recall was that video advertisement. So I've skipped forward. Now, if you take a look, I can skip back and start over again, but the skip forward is disabled, which was going to require me to watch and listen to this advertisement. So it's a great way for you to do a couple of things, as I mentioned. One is to embed advertising if you have an advertising-based revenue model for your website and make sure that folks actually see that advertising, or if you just want to create some impositions in terms of the sequence in which your media content is viewed or listened to, you can do that as well. And that's really easy. Now, the last thing I want you to be aware of is that you're not limited to the functionality that comes out of the box. And it's a little beyond the scope of what I wanted to cover, but if you go to the IIS.net website, you'll be able to find articles on how to write your own custom playlist providers. And that means that you can use the playlist functionality that's built into IIS, but you can integrate it with the custom kind of behaviors that you want in your ASP.NET application. That's a great feature for serving media from your IIS 7 web application.